last week?
Love Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey, it's a Rad Reality Show, and I'm actually, sorry, normally I wouldn't come in with a laugh, I would be more, you know, straight, but I had just said, reminded Michelle about what I did last week, so why Cherry's going to join us. But hey, let's kick it off with our music and everything.
And I like to dance. Running the ball is like Mickey Mouse Man. We had the goal since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing it to feed the needy. We didn't come here to look for trouble. We just come here to do the Super Bowl shop.
This is Petey Willis, and I'm world class. I like running, but I love to get the pass. I practice all day and dance all night. I gotta get ready for the Sunday fight. Now, I'm as smooth as a chocolate twirl. I dance a little funky, so watch me, girl. There's no one here that doesn't like me. My Super Bowl shuffle will set you free.
I'm Samurai Mike. I stop 'em cold. Part of the defense, big and bold. I've been jamming for quite a while, doing what's right and setting the style. Give me a chance, I'll rock you good. Nobody messing in my neighborhood. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
We are the Bears Shuffling Crew. Shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good.
Okay, Michelle, I'll let
I feel like this is one-sided. How come you never play a Patriots song? Like, what's going down with that?
You know what? You find me a song, an MP3,
okay,
and I'll play
it. I'll look for one.
Yeah, I mean, I've looked for a Patriots song. I believe there's this new one called the All-Star Shuffle that Jimmy Farrell did or something like that. Have you heard that one? I heard it.
No,
right,
I haven't.
A commercial. I heard it, and it had, like, Tom Brady, and it insults Tom Brady or something like that. I don't know. I think I want a Patriots song,
like, that's not dissing the Patriots. It's kind of weird if you thought that's a song I wanted.
No. I'm just saying.
You said he dissed Tom Brady, so why would I want to play that song for the Patriots?
I'm just saying, it's a little strange, if you ask me. We don't have to play that.
Sounds like a hater, if you ask me.
No. I want the Patriots to win this week because, like I told Louie, I'm a little scared of you than Evil Dick, and I'm more scared of you than Evil Dick, and Evil Dick is a Jets fan, but you know, I'll pick the Patriots just to to make
champion.
Sure. When was their last one?
In 2004 or
2005,
I think.
It's been a little while. Yeah.
We had one like that back.
Yeah. You beat the Packers and somebody else. Tom Brady. Yeah, Tom Brady.
He was
Tom
hurt,
Brady is
remember?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to bring up Cherry Garcia, and she's
going
to co-host with us today, in case something happens. Plus, I can't read the chat room, so I'm going to go with her, and she's going to help me out. So it's our one and only Cherry Garcia. Welcome.
Hello, Ron. Hello, Michelle.
Hello. I want a scoop of Cherry Garcia right now.
How are you, sweetie?
Okay, wait. Let's talk about this real quick. And we'll get that answer in a second, because I know we got. I know me and Michelle probably are two of the lowest people right now, and we both have issues in our lives. But okay, so what do you think of when you hear Jerry Garcia? Do you think Ice Cream, or do you think Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead?
I think of the Ice Cream.
Well, I always think of the Ice Cream and how the Ice Cream was probably named for Jerry Garcia.
Yeah.
What about you, Betty?
They go one and one, right?
Yeah. Why did you pick Jerry Garcia?
Well, it has a double meaning. I picked the name because I like the ice cream and because it was named after Jerry Garcia.
Well, there you go.
Ah,
well, Ron,
so
you read that one.
We figured it out.
Did you read that in your crystal ball?
No, that's my detective skills. I've been
hanging
around Louie lately.
Louie
is teaching me how to be a detective. So, okay, the next thing I have on our agenda tonight is let's talk our personal lives real quick and get you know what we want to say. So like Michelle, first of all, let's all. If you don't know, we need to pray for her grandfather. Her grandfather's not doing good. You want to touch a little base on that?
Yeah,
you,
I actually just found out like a half hour ago that he had a very severe stroke, and he is, they think, half paralyzed, but he's not speaking or communicating or anything of such. So they basically said for us to prepare, and possibly I'd be leaving for Portugal probably as soon as next week.
I'm so sorry,
and then my grandma, she has like the early stages of Alzheimer's, and it started when my grandfather first went to the hospital. You know those like people that have like been together forever, like they've been together for over 60 years, like they've been together forever. And like when one is like sick or one like passes away, it's usually like a little bit after that. It's like they pass away from like a broken heart, and because that's like they only known each other for like, you know. That's it. That's all they know. And so I guess my grandmother started getting really worse with her Alzheimer's, and she's got to go see the doctor tomorrow, and because she's, like, just losing her mind right now. It's horrible.
Sorry.
I want to say, first of all, I am very sorry about the stroke, because I have never dealt with that before this week. You know, the past couple of weeks, and to know that, you know, I'm blessed that I had a minor one. That's something, you know, I've noticed a little bit in my speech. I don't know if anybody else has noticed it. I think my speech is a little harder. It seems like I'm hesitating, you know.
I think when you have a stroke, that's one of the things that you kind of like will lose is like speech a little bit, like you just gain it back as you talk more. But I think like when you're having a stroke, you can't talk or anything.
Yeah, no, but see, that's why I'm lucky to have just the minor one, and that's why my eye only got affected, I think, is, but I still think, you know, because when it happened, I was, you know, grocery shopping when I first lost my eyesight. I was sitting out in the parking lot talking on the phone, and I had shut my eye, and then pow, I opened it up, and it was blurred. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's and I understand what I'm trying to get at is I understand what your grandfather's going through.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, like he's 85. You know, there's a big difference. It's not like he can recover from this probably as like
no, he can't.
You're a lot younger. You're like half his age.
Right.
You know, so your body's at
right.
a different level of being able to fight and rehabilitate.
Yeah.
You know, like they can't rehabilitate him. Like he already had surgery.
No,
and he's really walking on a cane. You know,
yeah,
so my dad is leaving. My dad and my uncle are leaving tomorrow. So we're like getting together like, you know, in a little bit. That's why I can't really talk too long. And we're going to have to figure out what to do because we're not going to leave my grandma there. Like, you ever seen those stories on TV where they're left, like, these the people that are getting Alzheimer's or early stages of it or just different types of issues that they end up, like, walking out of the house and wandering and get lost. And, you know, like, she's been doing that. Like, she's been wandering and... You know, we can't leave her there. So then we have to figure out, okay, we're going to bring her back, and we're trying to figure out if we can do that with a visa. And it's honestly just been the craziest few days. It's like, it's just so much. It really is.
And
on top of
and
that,
I understand about all the members, too. Yeah,
and I'm
so, I know
so sick that it's like I just am dealing with it. You know, I'm like, I don't even realize that I'm so sick until I sit down for a minute. And, like, it all it hits me at once. I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, this is, like, a lot. And I have to leave, like, everything I think happens for a reason. Like, me going to see my grandfather, my grandmother in August and September, it was the first time that I had been there in 20 years and the first time I'd seen him in, like, almost 10 years, you know. So, and, you know, I got to spend a lot of time with them, like, 2.5 weeks. I think everything happens for a reason. And then the fact that I lost my job, like, a week ago, it's like maybe it's good that I don't have a job because right now if I had a job I'd have to be like, all right, I have to leave like on a dime, you know, and you gotta like nowadays with work, if you have a job, you can't just leave because guess what? There's somebody else that'll take the place of you in a minute. And when I'm going to Portugal, I'm not gonna know when I'm gonna come back. Like I don't know how long I'm gonna have to stay there for. So it's like everything happened for a reason, but it's like so far 2011 is not going well, and it's only January 10th. It's like really. It's like the world is crazy right now. Do you see like the birds falling out of the sky and the fish and like all these crazy
things?
Yeah,
did you hear about that?
Yeah, and then it's snowing in places that it's never seen snow before. You know, it's just like so many crazy things.
Hey, did you see on Saturday Night Live? They have this bird and the fish are like hooking up together. Did you see that on Saturday Night Live?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. You guess you have to have been watching Saturday Night Live this weekend. And if you did miss Saturday Night Live, Jim Carrey, he's so funny. But
he's hilarious.
I heard about that.
Yeah, and it happened in a few places, like birds falling out of the sky, all dead, like hundreds of them, and then fish.
It was like a couple bird. I can't remember what they called it. It was funny.
But it's like so weird. And then the fish, they said something about like the magnetic field of the North Pole did something. I don't know. But I'm like, that, like, what are you talking about? First they said it was like fireworks or there was a loud noise. And it's like there's been fireworks around forever and there's never been birds falling out of the sky in like hundreds. Like,
right. And they tried to say it was cold too, and it's been, you know, we've had cold temperatures before too and birds haven't fallen out of the sky before. So
yeah,
I don't think it was
one,
the cold
hundred.
Temperatures either. You know?
Yeah. But they say something that now it's something to do with the magnetic field of the North Pole, and I'm like, okay, I can get it maybe in the waters or something, like that's like something different in the water, but in the air, what would, I just don't know how it could be fish and bird. It's just so weird, I think.
I do, too.
You know, there's many things, give me a second, I'm answering a question. I'm sorry, I can't do three things at once.
You can't pat your head and rub your belly. I can't even say it. Never mind, do it.
There was a person that wanted to share a link. I should have just told him over the air. It's okay, share it once if you would like to. Just, you know, don't share it more than once. And if it's during my time, don't go to it. But okay.
That's right, Paul. It would make a good Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah.
What?
The birds and the fish dying and
yeah,
it would make
a
good Twilight Zone episode.
There's going to be a movie coming out about that or something like that. You know, there probably already is one that was out. Anybody that is calling in, I will pick up your in a few. I guess some other subjects we want to talk about real quick before I pick up calls. Michelle, I pray for you, and I know you've been praying for me, and And it's just...
that's all we can do. We can only pray, you know?
It's just really, you know, bad timing and everything. But, you know, the key thing is that, you nailed it on the head. There, you know, everybody has a reason, you know, and God has a reason for everything, and we always have a reason that it's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
it's like sometimes things don't make sense, and then after it's like, all right, certain things make sense after, like, you know, after the fact. It just didn't make any sense at that moment, but I feel like everything happens for a reason. And I'm just like, I'm so scared for my grandfather. I just hope he's okay. Like, I just feel so bad for him because I'm like, I'm sure he feels, like, things and he's can hear things, but, like, to be there and not be able to say or move or do anything, that must be so scary. And it's just, like, the thought, just, like, me thinking about what he's thinking is just, it's so pain-wrenching. Like, it's, and I'm all the way over here, and it's, like, I'm so far away. It's not like I can go in my car and drive. Like, you know, I don't have a boat. So it's just...
No, I understand.
You know, when you have, like, no control, like, you have no power, you can't do anything, it's, like... It's tough.
It's got to be hard on you, Michelle.
Yeah, you know, this is my mother's father. So, like, I have to be strong for her because I don't want her to, you know, and she's, like, crying. And, like, it's just horrible, you know. My mom's like, oh, poor thing. She hasn't slept. She's, like, just a mess. She's like, I don't know what to do. And, you know, now they're saying that we have to make the decision of possibly, like, not letting him suffer, you know.
Right.
And
I understand Alzheimer's. I definitely understand Alzheimer's. And, you know, I called my mom today. I haven't been able to see my mom, you know, the 10 days I was in the hospital. And then I the last time I saw her was Christmas Day.
Yeah.
You know, and I called her, and she was able to communicate with me. I don't think she knew who I was. I'm still debating if she knew who I was because she calls me Bozo, but she said Santa Claus. So it could have been, you know. But when I said Bozo, she was able to talk, though. Normally she doesn't talk to me. And but it was nice to hear her voice, and it's going to be harder for me to get over there now. And, you know, we have this white Christmas out there, or this white snow out here. We got about a foot of snow today.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you got snow, because we're waiting to get that tomorrow night, and they're telling us it's going to be worse than the blizzard that we had the day after Christmas.
Right.
So we're preparing for a few feet of snow.
In about, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, guys, if you guys want to call in now and get yourself up in line, I'll be taking a few calls. If you want to, you know, wish me, Michelle, you know, some, you know, love and wish me some love. But I do want to tell a story. And Michelle, I heard that you may have been, already heard the story.
Yes, I'm sure I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I almost want to call him. I have his number, and I was going to call out because I can dial out now and say,
but
hey.
You can't because he's not able to take phone calls.
Yeah, I know. He's in Vegas. He was on the BB Hour. He did a special BB
Hour
today.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about, about somebody totally different. Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the guy that is the best-looking guy ever to be on Big Brother, who called me in the hospital. Okay, let me just tell the story. And then were you talking about the guy that I called today?
I'm talking about the TMZ breaking news.
Oh, I didn't hear about the TMZ breaking news.
Yeah.
So we'll have to talk about that in a second.
Okay, we'll talk about
let's do the Howie story first, okay?
Okay.
Did Howie not? He said he contacted you. Okay, Howie calls my hospital room, and he gets the front desk, and they transferred him over to the to my room. And he goes, hey, this is Big Brother Howie. Hey, this is Big Brother Howie. And the man that was in my room after I left must have moaned and groaned and just said, yeah. You know, and he was, like, freaking out, thinking that, you know, I was, like, almost on deathbed. Did he not talk to you? He said he talked to you.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he must have talked to someone else. Isn't that, Cherry, you want to tell the story? I always tell stories bad.
He called in, and the nurse answered the phone and said, it's Howie from Big Brother, and... or said, it's your brother, Howie. And the guy took the phone and just said, And Howie said, how you doing, dude? And the guy goes,
Oh, my God.
Well, I've been thinking about you. You know, I've really been saying prayers for you and everything. I'm really hoping you're feeling better. And the guy goes, And everything Howie would say, the guy would just respond like, So Howie's like, well, dude, I'm going to let you go. It sounds like you're really not feeling well, but, you know, I'm going to keep you in my prayers and... you know, I'll be in touch. I hope you feel better, dude. And, you know, the guy goes, you know. And so Howie hangs up, and he talks to, who was it, Missy a little bit later that day, and finds out that Ryan got out of the hospital 2 days earlier.
Oh, no.
No, it was Moosey. I think he was Moosey.
Moosey. He found out that Ryan got out of the hospital 2 days earlier.
Oh, my gosh.
She wrote me and told me. But I saw he said Michelle. He text messaged Michelle. Anyway,
no,
but,
I never got anything.
Yeah. Okay, my other one is I talked to Jesse today, Michelle.
Yep.
And he's sending you love. He couldn't call in. I was going to get him to pop in. I thought, who else to give us?
He's probably
love,
still devastated,
you know,
over the Colts losing.
I knew you were going to do that. And
well,
I'm
just saying, Mr. Crazy Colts fan, that I was like, what the heck is wrong with him?
Okay, but anyways, he sent his love, and hadn't heard about me. He hadn't heard about me, so I'm going to probably call him back in a little while, maybe today or tomorrow. But he was wrestling practicing. So, okay, so what's your TMZ story?
Well, I just got a alert from TMZ stating that Matt from BB8 just admitted his guilt to a drug conspiracy ring with Adam.
Yep.
And he will be held in jail until he's arraigned, and also that there's pending charges for him beating the crap out of his pregnant girlfriend. And so he's going to face at least 20 years just for the drug conspiracy ring.
Oh, that's old news.
No, like he admitted his guilt. Getting arrested and admitting, that's two different things.
Yeah, I'm just saying. We all knew he was guilty.
They just announced it right now, so. Yeah, of course. But saying it, you know, us knowing that he's guilty or whatever the case is, and him saying it are two different things. You know, because he could have done this whole trial thing, and, you know, those things can go for years and years, so.
Well, let's take our first call, and if you guys want to call in and give us some questions, if you have a question about, because there is another subject, but let's take a call first, because she's been sitting here, and the other caller left, I couldn't read numbers, so it's hard for me to... I can read Jessica, name. So Jess, BB Love.
Hi,
I know that
Ron. You sound really good. You don't sound tired anymore.
I'm faking it, like I told the chat room. I had just woken up, so you guys are catching me on a high moment. Plus, the oxygen is helping me. So
you sound good.
But ask Cherry, wasn't I sounding miserable a few minutes ago?
Yes, you were.
I knew
you
she was.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Cherry.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, Jess.
Michelle, I can't wait to see you again.
I know. I'm hoping that, you know, because things right now, it's definite that I'm going, but I don't go is because I have to go to Portugal or that I'm still there or something, whatever. But, yeah.
That's what I wanted to say. I have to go back to bed soon. I'm not feeling too well, so just wanted to say hi.
What are you auditioning for, dear?
Thoroughly Modern Millie. It's a musical based in the 70s, and my audition's on Thursday. And I'm kind of nervous.
Good luck, girl.
Thank you.
Listen, you'll be nervous, but the minute you hit that stage, all those nerves are going to go away, and you're going to do awesome.
I don't get stage fright. It's only when I'm auditioning. It's the only thing I get nervous for.
Just pretend like it's a show, and don't think of it as an audition.
I'll try.
Well, as we're supposed to say, break a leg, girl.
Oh, but not literally. My knee is already busted.
I didn't mean that literally. That's what you're supposed to say for people that are...
Knock on some wood or something.
I am.
Jess, I know you're going to win, so you'll get your job. You'll get your part, so...
I hope so. If not, it's just going to be for the memory.
Good luck.
I don't really care. Thank you.
I wish you the best of luck.
When is this? Thursday?
And all the
I
chat room is
Thursday.
Saying that, too.
You audition Thursday?
Yeah. All right,
we'll keep it posted.
The show is in, May. Okay, I will.
Because, you know, I want to know about this stuff.
Yeah.
I'll be watching Twitter.
Okay.
You won't know until February.
Yeah, audition this week, and then the list goes up the week after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't believe February is already in, a few weeks. Wow.
I know, I graduate in 4 months.
Crazy.
I know, February is...
So close.
Right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'm signing
Jess.
Off. Thank you. Have a great night.
Hi, Jess.
Bye.
Have a great night. Okay, YouTube, I'm going to do the drop, and if it gets done, if you don't hear me talking, you must talk, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give you a heads up, because I'm going to try something real quick.
Hey, House Rodent fans, HR, the Big Brother House Rodent here, and you're listening to Ron Rad and Michelle. Michelle? My sweet angel, Michelle?
No, HR, Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10.
Yeah, the Michelle who wiped his full pillows and had trouble saying water.
Oh, I remember her, the Portuguese princess. That's right, HR, and you would have known that sooner if you just read the script instead of staring at pictures of Rachel and trying to do an ad-lib.
One of these days, squirrel, I'm going to shave your tail and bring you down to earth with the rest of us.
Just read the script, HR.
You're listening to Manic Monday on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad and Michelle Costa. Happy night, you stupid squirrel. It's just another Manic Monday.
Singing. You're going to make people's dogs howl.
Oh, you're no fun, Uncle H.R.
That's so cute.
Oh, God, I love that. It never gets old. It never gets old. I can listen to that all the time and still have chuckles. Now, Cherry, I got to ask you something.
What?
Okay. Have you been, because I've been doing a lot of laying in bed watching TV, trying to, laying with my Vicks vaporizer thing on. So I've been doing a lot of watching TV. And I've seen that crazy shooting in Arizona. Have you seen that?
Oh, my God, I have. That's so bad.
Is that
so
crazy
bad.
Or what?
Hey,
that guy
I'm back.
Is just
Can you hear
so
me?
Whacked.
Ugh. Can you hear me?
Yes, hi, Ron.
Hey, I got a call, and it's actually a special call to me because it's a first-time caller, but it's also somebody that's been in my family or is part of my church up north, and they were calling in, and I'm going to pick up the call and say hey to them over the air because I think it would be, cool to talk to her, and I'd love to hear what's going on with them. So let me pick them up.
Hi,
hey, Connie. Hey, this is Connie. Go introduce yourself to everyone. You're on my show now, the Rad Reality Show, and you got a lot of people listening to us. But
okay.
But she used to go to church with me.
I keep seeing this Rad Reality Show on the Facebook, so I decided to check it out and see what it's all about and say hi to you.
Hi, Connie.
Hi.
Where are you calling from, Connie?
I'm calling from Oswego, Illinois.
Is it snowing over there?
It's fixing to.
Oh, it's fixing to. Oh, I love the way you talk.
Michelle is my co-host. Michelle is my co-host for Monday nights. And
hello.
And she was on Big Brother. What season were you on, Big Brother?
10. Of course.
I know. I'm just giving you a rough time. But, hey, Connie, have you heard that I've been going through the health problems, though? Have you heard about?
I barely caught something on Facebook, so I went back several weeks to see what was going on. I seen you had some heart issues going on, and so that's what prompted me to check you out tonight because I read you weren't doing so well.
Yeah, make sure you tell everyone up there, and you know, that you talked to in Illinois from the church, that you know, if you talk to anybody else, that my heart is closed really bad. It's so bad that they might have to do 2 surgeries on it to even get it fixed. But
wow.
I had a stroke in my right eye, so everyone knows about it. So.
Yeah, I did read on Facebook something about a stroke or a mini stroke, TIA, whatever they want to call it. So that, you know, just telling Marty, you know, that you were going through some rough stuff and that your mom's not doing really well either, is she?
She's on her last minutes. She actually has Alzheimer's. And she's really bad.
Now is she end stage Alzheimer's?
She's full time Alzheimer's. She's in a nursing home and we don't even come in there and she doesn't even recognize us that much ourselves.
Wow.
Like today I called her. Yeah, she's really bad off. There's been many times that we thought she was gonna go and I was gonna have to make some calls up to you guys, you know, and everything. I love Facebook. Don't you, Michelle? You know, one thing I love about Facebook, I want to say this to Michelle, is that you can keep up with people that you've had in your life, and
yeah,
and it's good to hear from you, Connie. Actually, tell Marty.
Connie's a first-time caller, so I thought you were gonna get something for a first-time callers. When they call in, they get like a special intro.
You know, I'm still going to work on that. I've got to do something. But right now, I can't hardly see.
No, very nice of you, Colin, to talk to him. He loves hearing from his people back home.
Oh, and Ron, I see you're married, too. How long have you been married?
No, I'm not married.
I wondered
I'm not married.
He's married, but not legally.
Yeah, I'm not married. She doesn't. No, Corey is my best friend, and last year she came into my show, and she was on a show called Rock of Love, and after a couple times we became friends, and we just decided to marry each other on Facebook
as Ron gets too many like of those. You know, females stalking him and
asking him to go out.
So that's a way to filter out, you know, some of those stalkers. I'm sure he still gets a few, though.
But if you said we're live tonight, then doesn't everyone listening in know that it's a Facebook marriage and not a real one?
Yeah,
well, now they do.
Spill the beans,
Connie. Everybody knows now.
Nah, it's okay. I'm used to it.
The gig's up, Ron.
Time.
The stalkers are back tomorrow. That's it. You're done.
Maybe me and her will go get married then. Actually, I was telling her the other day, we were talking, and I was saying, you know, with all my health issues, you know, people that are married, people that have kids, they can get everything, you know, health-wise. And I was telling her, I said, you know, we should just go to Vegas and get married where we can get me some help and you some help. And, you know, it was like.
Yeah. Well, Ron, it's great hearing from you. I'm sure with you being on Facebook, you've seen that Missy and Keith are both married. And
yeah.
And how's your brother Tony doing?
Tony's doing okay. Ben's, I don't talk to Tony as much. Ben's doing as much as he can be doing with having to take care of a sick mother plus a sick brother now. He's pretty much the person that is in control of our, a lot. You know, he does, yeah, lots of stuff. So Ben is the, Ben and Tony, we hear from whenever he feels like calling us. But,
I will keep an eye on the Facebook so I know what's going on with you. I'm sure you'll keep some updates on what's going on, and we'll keep you
I'll make sure, because I'm pray that I can get into Atlanta as soon as possible. Atlanta is my next stage, and they're going to send me to Atlanta to Emory University Hospital and everything. So, hey, do you watch any reality, Connie? I can't picture you guys watching any reality TV.
So. Not so much. We watch like American Idol and Dancing with the Stars.
What about Amazing Race? Do you watch that?
No.
No.
No Survivor?
No.
Now, no, American Idol, we did have one of the American Idol people on just, when was that, 2 weeks ago?
Who did you have?
So, we had Nikki, help me with the last name.
Nikki from season one. Yeah, she's on season one. And then we've had CJ on here, haven't we?
I've only been watching CJ since season five.
But we're working on getting more of them out there. We have a person named Panther that she does our booking, and she got now hoping to get into it and everything. So we should be getting more.
Especially when the season's
cut. How does this thing work that I'm on? I mean, is this a radio? Is it streaming on radio?
Yes, it is, girlfriend. You are live on the radio, girl.
You know what? And if you click the link, if you click that link that I put out there, it will take you to a chat room, and you can listen in the chat room and chat with the other chatters. And there's, like, right now 34 people in the chat room, but there's more listening to the show live, because what they do is there's, like, a place on my webpage. You go to www.theradrealityshow.com, and you can listen there. Or you can listen to it like I think there's some other places that I've put links, but yeah.
And then if she misses it, it's archived and streamed, right, Ron?
Yeah.
And is
it
phone call going to cost me like a fortune, or is it just normal?
Just a regular phone call.
Okay, that's.
It's a normal regular phone call, unless it's to New York, so.
Okay. Regular long distance, not like a 900 number.
Isn't that like a 900? That's the normal music for it. Sorry, I don't know. I've never called, but I'm just a picture. Actually, that's like a porno movie.
I have not seen porn before, so.
No, I don't know, but that's what they had on Boogie Nights. There was like a movie that they had about it, and that's like a lot of the music they played. So I don't know. I'm not a connoisseur of porn.
Good girl.
Well,
I'm a connoisseur of reality, reality TV.
Yeah. Well, I've not gotten into too much of that. I stay busy. Plus, my husband usually takes over the TV. He's more into shoot 'em up, blow 'em up. Action men movie, military channel, football, Bears, go Bears.
We got another Bears fan in the house.
Well,
okay.
You make sure you tell Marty to write me up a little Go Bears, because we're going to go this year. Tell him that I'm cheering him on.
Go Patriots. Yeah.
I can't wait to. I'm hoping we win it all.
No, that would be awesome. Very awesome.
Yeah, so
well, Ron,
give your
brothers our love. We'll keep them in prayer. I'll let Mickey and everybody know I talked to you, and pass it on.
Yeah, please do.
Keep you in prayer and keep us posted, okay?
Yeah, I will. And I'm so glad you called in. It was great hearing from you, just to let you know. So thank you, Connie.
Thank you, honey, so
okay,
much
gonna...
for calling.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Bye.
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 I'll just mute for right now.
Well, that was a good phone call.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, it's sometimes nice to just have some of you know call in. And tonight we're kind of, I don't want to apologize to people, but, you know, we haven't had a guest for, you know, like a week. And I know you guys don't care because you guys tell me not to do the show anyways. You guys
well, anyways, it's like
stuff.
even so, like, it's like around the holidays, you know, you got to do that adjusting back to, you know.
Right. No, I'm just saying it's...
There's
it's
a lot of things going on right
nice.
Now, Ron.
I know. I'm just saying
still,
it's always
still,
nice.
You know, we're still producing, so it's good to, that you're, you know, that you're calling it, that you're doing the show, and, you know, and that you actually sound really good, so it makes me feel good to hear from you.
Yeah, and that's what I was just going to say. I mean, I love the you know, we've had some awesome shows lately because of the drive of you guys and the drive of the people that call in and the people that are part of the supporter. We are very blessed to have great listeners out there, Michelle.
Yeah,
and
we,
we do have some of the best. And the key thing to me, and the key thing that I've noticed is that, and Mr. No Pants, I didn't catch what you were saying. Sorry, it's so hard to read. And if Jerry, can you translate what Mr. No Pants was saying?
He was talking
seconds?
About you being global, that you have somebody from Vietnam that follows you.
Oh yeah, we do have a Vietnam.
You are global.
Yeah, I'm global. But he said something about advertising, too. Geez, Ron, or something like that. And I couldn't catch up with it. It's
he
my
said,
eyes.
No, he told him he was a reality superstar when he was in the chat
room. Oh, okay. yeah, if you haven't seen the calendar and seen Mr. No Pants in the calendar, you guys who have seen the calendar, you guys should say how much Mr. No Pants should be the reality star of the year. I mean, there's so much I want to still talk about. Let me think.
Well, me and Cherry, before you came back on after the little intro thing you did with
House Roden.
Yeah, of course, the House Roden. Was that we were talking about the shootings in Arizona.
Oh, you know what?
What?
That's something I haven't really followed, but I heard about it this morning, actually, when I woke up, and I am, you know, it's, you know,
it was a 9-year-old that died, a federal judge, an aide to the congresswoman. The congresswoman got shot in the head. She's like, you know, probably really suffering right now, but I hear that she's like stable, like not stable, but she's not, like her brain isn't swelling up anymore, and
she's communicating.
They did the surgery and stuff, but she's not communicating. She's squeezing, right? Squeezing hand.
Right.
Yeah, so
they were
communicating, which is definitely communicating. It's just that she can't actually talk. She can only, like, they ask her questions and she squeezes her hands. But it's so crazy, like, that guy, like, I don't know what that guy was thinking. I mean.
On the evening news tonight, they were talking with the lady's husband that took the little 9-year-old girl there, and he said that, you know, she's going to recover eventually from her, I think, 4 gunshot wounds that she experienced from the shooter.
She got shot 4 times?
Yeah. But they're worried about her, you know, mental recovery from the little 9-year-old girl passing away, you know, because she took her. And, you know, her guilt factor, you know, overtaking this little 9-year-old girl. And they said the 9-year-old's parents wrote them a really wonderful email earlier today trying to, you know, say, you know, it wasn't your fault that this happened. You know, you were doing a kind gesture by taking her, and this isn't your fault, you know. And Katie Couric was saying, you know, how sweet that was of them, you know, to do, considering they just lost their little girl, you know. It was very nice of them to reach out and be concerned about her, you know, and her guilt.
Yeah, because it's not her fault, you know.
It isn't. But she's going to probably live with that guilt for the rest of her life.
Of course. I mean, you know.
So it's just a tragedy all the way around.
Yeah, I saw the parents of that girl, and because I watched that Dateline thing that they had on Saturday, and they did it like live from the Safeway where all that shooting happened, and they had the parents on it, and it was, you know, I guess she was like, the girl was 9, she was really into politics, she was born on 9/11.
Right, she was in a book.
She was in a book, exactly. The Unforgotten Babies or something like that. The Unforgotten of the
Babies. You know,
I am so lost.
I must have been in the hospital for 10 days.
No, this just happened.
What I'm saying. I mean, even over the weekend I was at lost. So, I mean, I didn't even
I only knew from what was going on from the Twitters that get alerted to my phone of just everybody talking about it, the lady's name Gifford, and that they said she was dead. There was a lot of accounts that said she was dead when she was alive. But it's like all starting, like they're having like the different people that were there. Like they pinned down the guy. 6 or 7 people got shot. 12 people got injured. He just walked up to the lady and shot her right in the head. It was crazy. Like just a lot of the things that...
Did you hear about the one that walked into the school board and started to shoot at people and then shot himself?
Yeah, that was Rhode Island.
Probably still, everything bad happens in Rhode Island.
Yeah,
but,
he was actually the son of a sheriff or a police officer, correct? And he was the assistant principal or something, and he shot the principal or the assistant principal and then shot himself.
No, I think this one was the older guy. He walked into a school board meeting and started to just shoot at people. His wife got fired from teaching job.
Yeah, that was down
and
in
then
Florida. That happened a few weeks ago.
But I'm just saying, I mean, I've heard a lot. It seems like there's been lots more of that kind of stuff lately in the USA. You know, it seemed like we've kind of, you know, it's kind of like a roller coaster sometimes in life, you know. And I remember, like, there was times that we heard that all the time, but now it seems like we've been hearing it again, you know.
Yeah, it's like so many negative things, like, all at once, it seems like. You know, there's always negative things, but it seems to be, like everything, you know. And it's like,
we have birds crawling.
To have negativity surrounding you, you know.
I mean, we have birds flying, dropping from the sky. We have people killing people. And we have, you know, fish disappearing and dying. I mean, it's just like maybe where it is, you know, anybody that, you know, has read any of the, you know, the end time stuff, maybe you need to make sure you get your heart right with the Lord. It might be a good opportunity. Make sure you guys, because it's funny how, you know, I know we hear that a lot, but it just seems like, wow, you know, everything is going around in circles. I mean, and there's a lot of stuff. Did I hear something about Russia even? Or was there not a treaty with Russia or that just happened with President Obama too? Or
I don't know.
You know, there's so much weird things that are happening.
But you know what? There's always weird things happening. I think it's just like right now it's like emphasized by like a million, you know. It's like everything's magnified because there's so much going on, you know. And then especially if your life in itself is going through struggle, it's like, you know, it makes it just worse. And then I think if you're feeling sick yourself, it's not good. Also, this weather, winter just makes people really depressed, and winter is just a bad time in general for a lot of people because it's just like a, the weather just makes you like blah. I know the weather makes me blah. I'm sure everybody else is in the same boat as me because of this weather. It's like it hurts about your body if you have arthritis from the weather being so cold. And,
it does me.
Yeah, for me too. It's my like my neck, and because I, you know, I broke my neck when I was like 16. So anytime any kind of weather, but when it's cold, it's like you feel so stiff, right, Cherry? Is it me, or is it like you just feel stiff?
I have it all over. I have arthritis. I have fibromyalgia, and it definitely makes me hurt when the weather gets cold.
It hurts
like
me
this
too.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So I think with all those different things adding on top of each other, you know, it's not good. But
I don't know,
you know
if Christina has left already, but Christina, good night.
Night, Christina.
Good night.
That's your Tina.
My Tina.
Yep. So you got the let's switch subjects real quick. You got the Patriots
Sunday.
And they're gonna beat the Jets, right? That's what you're picking.
They're gonna whoop the Jets ass.
Oh, so who do you want to play? The Baltimore or Pittsburgh?
Either one, they're both good teams. And we've played them both before, so honestly, I think that we're the team to beat, and we're not going to go in there. We never go in there cocky. So I just think it's going to be really, really good games, and it's going to be at home. And, you know, at all, not with the Steelers,
so
but maybe with the Ravens.
So you're pretty much just saying,
they're supposed to be
whoever
snow
plays
Sunday.
You,
no,
whoever
it's going to be...
You after.
I just think that the way the Patriots have been playing, they have been just on top of their game, whether it's offense, defense, special teams. Like, everything has been working for them. They've been, like, just everything is, like, coexisting perfectly for them. You know, and they're on the roll, so we'll see. That's all we can do.
Okay,
is we'll see.
And... And then you know you're going to pick the Bears over the Seahawks, right?
Of course. Even though, you know,
because
we're going to go to the Super Bowl and we'd like to play, obviously, a team that doesn't, you know, that's not as good. But my prediction that I've had since, like, week five is the Bears and the Patriots and the Super Bowl.
Do you think
so.
Green Bay can beat Atlanta?
You know what? Green Bay was, they played really good yesterday. I don't know. They played really good yesterday. They looked good. So, but the Eagles didn't really look so good, so that doesn't really mean much. But I think it's going to be a really, really, really good game. I think all the, like, you know, a lot of these games are going to be good. So.
Puff, the show's already started. It's 7 o'clock. People forget it's Mondays early. And the rest of the shows are at 10. So, Paul, if you can help, we're almost done anyways. We're going to close off about 6 minutes.
Who are you guys playing?
Us? We got the Seahawks.
Oh, the Seahawks. And is it going to be Saturday or Sunday?
No, we play on Sunday.
So you guys are playing the 1 o'clock game?
It seems like it. Yeah, is that you guys?
We're playing
the
4:30 game Sunday. Yeah, but that's kind of weird because you guys are both West Coast teams, so it's kind of strange that they put you guys at the 1 o'clock game. But
technically, we are not a West Coast. Technically, we
are. Well, but you still have you still are an hour difference, so it'd be 12 o'clock, which wouldn't be as bad, but you know. Well, it's the New York Jets and the New England Patriots, and we're East Coast time. So, but I'm glad because I have to do something during the day Sunday until 3, so it works out perfect.
But it should be a fun. It should be a fun weekend. It was a fun weekend last weekend. We had some great games.
Yeah.
The Seahawks game was awesome and everything.
Ben just brought up a good subject in the chat room. The new Survivor
what
cast.
What was it?
The new Survivor cast?
I knew I was going to forget. Yes. Have you guys seen the new Survivor cast?
I have not.
Well, you're not in the chat room, right, Michelle?
No.
Okay. Let me go to my nice little Facebook, because I put it on my Facebook. And we're not gonna go into too much details on this.
One interesting thing I saw was that 10 of them are from California.
Hmm.
So you think a lot of them know each other?
I don't think they're all from like the same towns, but you know, it looks like California definitely has an advantage over.
And you do know the rumor is true, but they haven't, I don't know, I've read in many places the rumor is true that it sounds like Redemption Island will have two former Survivor people on it.
So yeah. It'll be Boston, Rob, and Russell? And
not
they'll
announcing
be captains
them yet.
Of two different teams?
Yes. I don't know if it's two different teams, but they're going to be, they're definitely in it, it sounds like.
So they're on Redemption Island, meaning that if the person that gets kicked off goes to this island doesn't beat them, then they go on the show? Or that they're going to actually be on the
I have a feeling what's going to happen is, like, the first person kicked off will then go up against those two.
Okay,
I don't know. I can't remember what happened, what they said that was going to happen, because I was, we were behind on our schedule, and it crossed over my show time. And, but, yeah, it sounds like that's what's going to happen. I've got that question about the football player, too. Steve Wright. Does anybody know what team he played for? Steve Wright. Let's look him up real quick, because I've been wanting to look. And there's another one that I question was. The other one was Julia Woof. Woofy? Do you know how Tracy spells her last name? Tracy that was on Survivor Fan versus Favorites, Michelle?
I don't know how she spells her last name, no.
Well, I think that's her last name. And she almost looks like Tracy a little bit, so.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a sister?
It is kind of funny that a lot of the one tribe is Californian. So he played for the Dolphins?
He played, or is he playing now, and he's just...
No, he's like 51 years old.
Oh, okay.
His name is Steve Wright, and I'm Googling him right now, guys, just to get more about who he is, and more. I want to hear more about him, because I'm always the... But anyways, I can't see nothing yet. This is hard for me. God, I hate this life. Sorry. I can't. Anyways, but yeah, he was a football player. So, talk, Michelle, because I can't think of anything.
No, I thought you were still looking up stuff. Like I haven't seen it yet, so I can't talk about it because I haven't seen any of the cast. But you know what? I do have to go because I have to go take care of some family things right now.
And that's why I had to talk.
Michelle, I will keep you and your family in my prayers.
Thank you guys so much, and thanks for all the support. I actually put up a picture of him up on my Twitter and Facebook yesterday. I hope you guys saw it. It was actually a cute picture. He had a hat on sideways. And
so glad you were able to spend time with him. when you
did. Yeah, I know. It's like crazy, like, that I was able to after so many years, you know. It's, you know, I hope, just hope I'll be able to go and see him one more time and, you know.
I
hope
so,
everything works out good.
If you do travel safe.
I'll let you guys all know. I'll definitely post it up and keep you guys updated on it. So thanks, everybody, for support, and I really appreciate it. Love all you guys. And
yeah, everyone in the chat room is saying they love you and your thoughts and prayers and everything. I'm going to stay on for a second longer, guys. I'm going to let Michelle go, and I'm going to stay
okay,
on for a second longer.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Longer. Don't
thank
go.
Everybody in the chat. Love you guys.
Take care,
I'm going to play a song to close the show, and then I'm going to come back and talk for a second. And if you feel prompted to call in real quick, I'm going to you guys get an opportunity to, if you feel prompted to call in during the song, you know, you can. Well, I can keep it going for another 30 minutes. If not, I'm going to probably just, you know, go ahead and close off. But if you feel prompted and would like to call in, you know, it was a great show tonight again. And it just amazes me about how every, you know, show, even the little shows, you know, kind of gives us, I always can't find nothing on the switchboard anymore. But Cherry, what's your thoughts about tonight's show while I look for it?
All your shows have become very special, Lynn. A lot of meaning to them. You know, everybody's looking for updates, and it's a big family now, you know. And the family's getting bigger every day. And I think that's part of what keeps the show, whether it's a big show or a small show, what keeps it interesting and keeps everybody coming back is that we are one big family.
Hey, I got to play this real quick, okay?
This is Big Brother All-Star Howie, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show with Big Ron.
I had to play that. Sorry. I saw that, and I was like, his story today still cracks me up. I got to upload new music, guys. I thought I had the song loaded, but I guess I deleted a bunch of songs, or they deleted a bunch of my songs, because I was going to play a song that I thought I had loaded, but it's not there, Cherry.
Well, you know, Amy said that sometimes if you don't play them very often, they get deleted.
Yeah, and that's what must happen. So, I just will say goodnight, and actually I want to go and get me some dinner and turn on a TV show, and you guys come back tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. Oh, here, let me do this real quick. And if you're listening to the podcast, you can do this also. If you would like to help me, Mr. No Pants and Jen, even if you guys can't, you know, help me with the lots, you know, if you want to help me at all with the show, with the charity event, or the event that's going to happen in February, contact me tonight or in the afternoon, you know, tomorrow, you know, during the day. And I'm going to have a little meeting with people that would like to help in a private show on Blog Talk. And if you want to just see me and help with just getting word out or anything, but contact me if you would like to help. Cherry, you got anything to add to that?
No, I think that's probably going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably contact Cherry too. Cherry and a friend called Liz is going to head this stuff right now. But definitely want to make sure you guys, you know, if you want to help, You know, we're not looking. We're just needing some extra bodies probably to do some stuff. And then also, I got some stuff I want to do with the show. So
contact one of us.
You know,
tonight.
I'm going. What?
Contact one of us
tomorrow.
Tonight, and we'll probably do it tomorrow, right?
Yeah, yeah, tomorrow before one of the shows or after the show.
Right.
Or it might even be Wednesday because I don't know if I can do a private show on top of a regular show. So, anyways, come back tomorrow night, 10 o'clock p.m. Thank you guys for calling tonight. And also, calendars that have been ordered and haven't been sent out yet, they'll be going out sometime this week. Give me time. It's going to take a little time to get used to writing and stuff with my eye, but and everything. Also, the people that won award, won stuff, if I haven't sent it to you, if you haven't sent me your address, please do. I think Ben, I can't remember who I know I still, I think, dude, who was the one? It was, that girl. I think she sent me her address, though. So, good night, everyone.
Good night, Brian.
I'm trying to remember.
Good night, everybody.
I got so much going in my head. Good night.
Take care.
I'm not going to.